When you think about theater in the Twin Cities, the Guthrie may be the first one that comes to mind, but over 60 years ago, a different and older theater, a community theater, the Theater in the Round, made itself an example that commanded the attention of the cities and of the Guthrie Theater's namesake, Tyrone Guthrie. But we'll deal with that later.
I'm Dan Peterson. I'm a member of the board of directors of Theater in the Round. I'm a director at the theater. And I've acted in a number of productions here at the theater.
You may be surprised to hear that aside from the director and a few other roles, the actors work for the love of the art, and for free. I asked someone about this, and how the theater pulls that one off.
Part of it is the reputation that Theater in the Round has as producing quality shows over 61 years. There's a level of commitment to this theater. They also know that they're going to be treated well here. The facility itself is a nice facility to work in, not only in the round on the stage, but the fact that there's a decent rehearsal space, there's decent dressing room spaces, green room spaces, backstage spaces.
Is that rare?
In a lot of community theaters, it is.
It sounds like Theater in the Round is a jewel or crown jewel of community theater, at least in the Twin Cities.
It is indeed, and that's why people choose to work here.
Diane Mountford is a seasoned actor and a first-time director at the Theater in the Round. I asked her how she rates the theater compared to its competitors.
Well, since it is classified as a community theater, it's sort of in a very middle place, in my view. I did at some community theaters before, where really the focus is on the doing of the play is a community activity more than it is the finished product being top-notch. And then there are the smaller theaters in town, theaters that are, they're attempting to do professional work. They are not funded as well as the Guthrie. A lot of them don't have buildings. So, and I think at TRP, it sort of lives in the middle ground there. So I think that there's more overlap between the traditional community theater approach and the small theater approach.
Are there certain works or certain playwrights whose works you can't do here? Dan Peterson again.
Well, farce is difficult here, for one thing, because we don't usually put in a lot of doors. We only have one area that we can put up doors and high walls. And so farce is difficult here because it usually incorporates a lot of opening and closing of doors and quick changes and things like that.
I asked Dan whether after 61 years, the Theater in the Round wanted to expand or to compete with the Guthrie.
In fact, it was because of Theater in the Round when Tyrone Guthrie and some of the others came to look at different cities before they built the theater in Minneapolis. And it was because of the reputation of this company and a couple of others that inspired him, Guthrie, to say, this is a theater town. I want my theater in Minneapolis.
So is it safe to say that the Guthrie owes some of its right of birth to the Theater in the Round? In other words, if not for the work of the Theater in the Round and its competitors, and the stage they set for a theater culture in the Twin Cities, Mr. Guthrie might have gone elsewhere.
Strong influence of this theater over the years. We can take credit for it, yeah.
For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.